Hi, folks. Welcome back to this week's episode of Book Battles. Today we are going to be discussing the book The Lorax by Dr. Seuss. Let's see if we can get to the bottom of why the Onceler did what he did. Let's start with a broad question. Do you think the Onceler was greedy with his actions? Who's ready to get this discussion started? The lines are open. Listeners, you can call in now. Hi there, and who am I speaking with?
Zoe from San Antonio.
Well, how are you, Zoe? Do you have an opinion on whether or not you think the Onceler is greedy?
Well, I absolutely do think the Onceler was greedy. I do not think it was fair to anyone for him to cut down the truffle trees. He was ruining the land for all of the other creatures. And besides, needs are not really something that people needed.
You bring up a great point there, Zoe. What do people think about that? Should the Onceler have been using the truffle trees to make something else, perhaps?
Hola, I'm Dominic from Spain.
Hola, Dominic.
If it were up to me, I would have been very upset that the Onceler was using the truffle trees to make the needs. In my opinion, I think that if the trees were going to be cut down, that they should be cut down for something that the creatures needed instead of wanted.
If I have any say in it, I agree with that, Dom. Great point made there. Now, who thinks that the Onceler redeemed himself by giving the boy the last truffle seed at the end of the book? We will take caller number 9 on this one.
Hello, my name is Steven and I'm from Germany. I think that the Onceler did redeem himself a bit at the end by tossing the boy the last truffle seed. Throughout the book, I did not agree with a lot of the things the Onceler did and said. However, I think he easily could have destroyed the last seed, which would have left no hope for the land of the Lorax and ruined any future growth of the truffle trees. Because he gave the boy the seed, I think the land can be replenished.
You know what? That's a great way to look at things. What would you do if you were the boy who had possession of the last truffle seed?
Hi, my name is Molly.
Hi, Molly.
I definitely would have saved it and protected it to make sure that the Onceler doesn't destroy it in any way. When I know I have a safe area of land to plant it on, I would plant it and tend to it to make sure it grows into a healthy, strong tree that everyone can cherish. Once that one is healthy, we could use the seeds from the new tree to grow many more truffle trees. I think I would even try to create some sort of rule or law that would ban the cutting down of truffle trees. We can't afford to lose any more. The creatures need them.
That sounds like a great way to make the land of the Lorax full of truffle trees once again. I love it. Thanks so much for calling in and voicing all of your opinions about the Lorax. That's all we have for our book battles today, but tune in next week for our discussion about Dinosaurs Before Dark. Ready, set, read.